irrigated.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very good. Okay, now, what kind of words do you use when you're talking about swampy land?
Well, now that is a murky kind of where water stands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, like, what would you use any particular term, like if you were talking about some swampy land, say around the river, or maybe like if we went to the coast of Georgia, around Jekyll somewhere, and the swampy land near the
useless.
Sea.
Useless. No, that wouldn't be I don't know of any place, any name that would take the place.
Okay.
Of swamp land.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, now we're going to talk about souls right now. I want you to just give me some different kinds of soil. Any?
Well, there's a sandy loam.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a sandy. And then there's the red clay.
What is this? What is this first one that you mentioned? The sandy something.
Sandy loam.
What is this?
Well, it's some topsoil that has maybe washed or was made with the sand and the loamy soil to begin with, and that is a very desirable quality of land to plant gardens and anything most that you'd like to grow.
Okay, that's very good. Okay, now let's say that it rained just a tremendous amount, and we might want to get rid of some of this water. So we might say that they are getting the water off the land. They are doing what to the land? They are.
Is it one or two words?
Just one word.
Right.
They are.
Draining.
Very good. What would this?
A canal.
What,
a ditch.
Okay. Do you use another word for it? For ditch.
What do you
call that? The body of water between France and England. That's called the English
Channel.